All right, folks, Jake Carter here, your daily dose of inspiration and reality check all rolled into one. Ever feel like you're on a rollercoaster ride called life? Up, down, loops, and twists. Sometimes it's exhilarating, other times you just want to grab the safety bar and scream. Well, today we're diving deep into something super crucial. Self-awareness and understanding your mental health journey. It's not about being a therapist or diagnosing yourself, though that can be helpful too. But more about getting in tune with your inner world, as thoughts, feelings, triggers, and everything in between. Think of it like this. You wouldn't jump into a car without checking the dashboard, right? You need to know if the oil light is on, your tire pressure is good, and you have enough gas to reach your destination. Your mind and emotions are no different. You gotta check those gauges. Being self-aware means paying attention to how you feel throughout the day. When you get that knot in your stomach, when joy fills your heart, or even when frustration boils over, acknowledging these feelings is step one. It's not about judging them, just observing them. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this mental health journey. First off, learn your triggers. You know those things that set you off? The news headlines that make you anxious, the traffic jam that sends you into a frenzy, or maybe it's a certain type of conversation that throws you off balance. Identify them. Once you know what pushes your buttons, you can start to develop strategies to manage them. Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths, stepping away from the situation, or finding a healthy way to vent those emotions, journaling, exercise, whatever works for you. Second, practice mindfulness. It's not about meditating for hours on end, though that can be helpful too. But more about being present in the moment. Engage your senses and notice the smell of coffee brewing, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of laughter around you. This helps ground you and keep your mind from racing off into worry or overthinking. Third, embrace self-compassion. You are human. Mistakes happen, bad days occur, and sometimes life just throws curveballs your way. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Be patient with yourself, learn from your experiences, and remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth. Fourth, don't be afraid to ask for help. This is huge. Whether it's talking to a trusted friend or family member, seeking professional guidance from a therapist or counselor, or joining a support group, reaching out shows strength, not weakness. You don't have to go through this alone, and there are people who genuinely want to support you. And finally, celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge your accomplishments and the progress you're making on your mental health journey. It's easy to get caught up in the negatives, so take a moment to appreciate the good things, a beautiful sunrise, a kind gesture from a stranger, or simply the fact that you woke up this morning ready to face the day. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young professional who's been feeling overwhelmed lately. Deadlines are looming, she's juggling multiple projects, and she can't seem to find time for herself. She starts noticing her anxiety levels rise in sleepless nights, constant worries, even headaches popping up. Sarah realizes she needs to make a change. So, what does she do? She takes a step back, identifies her triggers, work stress, lack of self-care, and starts implementing strategies like mindfulness exercises, taking short breaks throughout the day, and prioritizing sleep. She also opens up to her best friend about how she's feeling, realizing that talking things through helps lighten the load. Sarah's journey is a reminder that self-awareness isn't about being perfect, it's about making conscious choices to prioritize your well-being. It's about recognizing your needs, setting boundaries, and taking care of yourself both mentally and physically. So, what are you waiting for? Take this knowledge and run with it. Stop paying attention to those inner signals, practice self-compassion, and don't hesitate to seek help when you need it. Your mental health is worth investing in. And remember, folks, you got this. Until tomorrow, keep brainstorming and boosting those ideas.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.